Hi, this is Fleur from France. So let's talk about something which get the interest, attract the interest of everyone on the net, especially the marketers, of course. Why you need to set up a marketing funnel for your business online? Some people think it's not a really good point when they start to do because they are very focused on one thing, the idea they're going to develop on the net. What they are going to do, the niche they want to reach. But if that niche wants to be one day customers, you need to have a funnel. So we're going to go through that idea, through that tool, just for a few minutes today, please, guys. Listen to me, not carefully, but just enough to remember what I'm going to say. So today, it's sunny, even if the autumn is already there to prepare the cold of the winter. Let's be poetic today. Why not? Never mind, we're still in front of our screens to find a way to make money online. My thought of the day is about the massive number of people who fail before having all that they wanted working online. They fail because a critical point hasn't been done properly, which is the funnel to their sales. A key term. You must set and understand. You must do your traffic with the tools of your choice, but having visitors on your website is not enough. Those visitors must become subscribers and then customers. Otherwise, you will never go through. When marketers talk about the traffic, they think funnel, meaning the marketing itinerary your visitor will follow. To become your customers, they must follow a way which is prepared by yourself. If you set up a funnel, you don't follow principles. It's no matter of principle, it's no matter of philosophy, it's no matter of the way your value are done a way or another. It's only practical. But steps, which are the basic of marketing online, to be honest with you, is just all basics. Contents read by visitor from social media. That's your first point. You have a feed every day on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Pinterest, anything, but you have a feed when you wake up in the morning. I'm sorry, I said Pinterest. I shouldn't say that because Pinterest is a search engine. Sorry. So subscribe on your website because they've been asked to follow the article on your website with a link. The visitor is now a lead you can communicate with by email. So when you have a subscriber on your website, it gives you a name, an email, and you can follow that person personally, individually on his mailbox. You send him messages. So it's a lead. It means a potential customer. The visitor is now a lead you can communicate with by mail. Conversion of the lead into a sale for the fourth step. You have many ways to organize that funnel, but it follows that way most of the time. Then you need social media activity, a website, an autoresponder, marketing emails, virtual products to sell. Here are all the tools needed to sell online. I wish you a very, very good day. I wish you lots of luck because it's needed sometimes on the internet, even if practical is always the rule. And I wish you lots of sales. I'll see you later, maybe tomorrow, surely tomorrow. Bye.